Okay, we are starting on page Kuf Sadi Gimel. We are starting a new Simon. There's only one Sif in it, actually. We'll finish it today, by the Shem. Simon Shin Mem Beis. Right at the end of the Shabbos here, the last week of it, this Chelik Gimel. Page Kuf Sadi Gimel, Simon Shin Mem Beis. Ben Hashmashif, Mutal Asif Droim, Sha'asu Chazal, Mishum Gezira. That in Ben Hashmashif, in the twilight zone, you're allowed to do things which Chazal prohibited as a Gezira. We'll see what this means. Say the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Kol ha-drawim, Sif Alas is the only one. Kol ha-drawim, shehem asurim, midibay seifim, any things which are prohibited by Chazal, le-gozo aleihem ben ha-shmashos, they did not decree upon them in ben ha-shmashos, don't leave the room right now, v'ayin le-el simon reish tamach aleph, let's say simon shin zayin, look on page 386 now. These matters which are Chazal made a gezeirah on, that did not apply in ben ha-shmashos, and when is that? V'hu, Shehei Sham Dav Mitzvah, Dav Mitzvah Oedechak. That's when we're talking about for the sake of a mitzvah or in a pressing situation, you would be allowed to do what would usually be an Issa Drabonon, and a Gezeirah Drabonon. We'll have to see what this means. Kate says, so what would be a case? Mutter Loi Ben Hashmashos La Lois Be'ilon, Lashut Apnei Hamayim, La Vi Lulav Oishofa. One's allowed on during Ben Hashmashos to climb a tree or to swim, to go and bring a luluv or a shofar. So you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, wasn't it, in these cases.
In an eruv.
Carrying with an eruv? Okay.
Depends.
We're not talking about eruvs right now, we're talking about Issur and Drabonon. You're asking, can you carry an eruv Shis Drabonon? When there's no eruv, that means where are you carrying? So Abim,
well, he didn't say carbless, he just said carry both.
He didn't say anything, right. You wouldn't need a luluv on Shabbos, you need it on Yontif. So. Or shofar. We'll see. Okay. There you go. One is allowed to get down from a tree, or bring out from a karmelis an eruv that you made. Okay, we'll explain all this. And if a person is busy, panicking, he's hastily doing things, he's like in a bind, and he needs to do something which is an Issa Drabonon. Again, we spoke already about for a mitzvah, now we're talking about the second thing, which is Mishas Dechak. Here's the Shas Dechak case. So he is torah, he's busy, he's rushing, and he has to get something done, which is Issa Drabonon, Mutter Ben Hashmashos, then he's allowed to, during Ben Hashmashos, to do it. And for that reason, you're allowed to tell a goy during Ben Hashmashos to light a candle for you for Shabbos. Okay, lots of details, lots of cases. We'll have to just tie it all in here. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah on page Kuf Sadi Gimel Sif Katan Aleph at the bottom. Kol Hadroim, all things which are Asa Midivrei Sof Midrabanan, they did not make a Gvera in Ben Hashmashos in certain situations. Okay, Lishna de Kol Lavdach. When it says all, it doesn't really mean all. Why is it not all drabonons? Why do yesh drabonon shas isurim medirei seferim? Because there are certain things which do have an isur drabonon, the gozer aleihem ben hashmashos after sech mitzvah, and they, even though it's for the sake of a mitzvah, they still prohibited it in ben hashmashos. Kegoin and mevayel kamonsim and tof tes sif gimel b'shulchan aruch. We'll find examples later on in about 60 simonim. V'chein lahavi pachos pachos ma'ab amos. And similarly, here's another isur drabonon that you can't do. To carry an item in increments of less than 4 amos. As the Magid Mishnah brings, as brought in the Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to take items in increments of less than 4 amos, even for the sake of a mitzvah or for the sake of a Shas Dechak in Ben Hashmashos. That time, the reason being, these situations, it's very easy to come to an Issa D'oraisa in these situations. Meaning, if a person carries something and keeps stopping every 3 amos, it's not very hard to accidentally go 4 amos. And therefore, since it's so close to doing a D'oraisa, even though we're in the situation where it's a Shas Dechak or it's a mitzvah, we still don't allow to do these rabbinic things in Ben Hashmashos. God's will be him tree, therefore there's more even more even applies in Ben Ashmashis. V'chein ha'be poiskim seivim de'ina ma'avim evi t'chumim Ben Ashmashis after hu'l seich mitzah, as many poiskim also write, and they hold that you cannot make an erev t'chumim in Ben Ashmashis even though it's for the sake of a mitzah. Erev t'chumim, anyone know there? We're going to be spending a lot of time on erev t'chumim. You are trying to extend your t'chum, right? You're allowed to go, we'll keep it very simple, you're allowed to go out 2,000 miles outside the city, usually on Shabbos, but you have a way of extending that and moving the place that you are dwelling for Shabbos to elsewhere to be able to extend your tchum. And you can't do that, according to these poskim, even though you're doing for the sake of a mitzvah, you can't do it in Ben Ashmashis. V'chein malacha shein asicha l'gufa, chomo misha isu drabonon, v'asa v'chol gavni Ben Ashmashis. And similarly, another example of a drabonon that you can't do in Ben Ashmashis in any situation is a malacha shein asicha l'gufa. We go through this again. What's the classic example in asicha l'gufa? I'll just do it once now. The standard malacha on Shabbos in the field to dig a hole is a choresh, malacha of choresh, right, plowing. If you don't need the hole, you need the earth, and you just need to take some earth, and by taking earth, you're making a hole. You're doing the exact same action as the Mishkan with a different kavana. So that's the classic example of it's a, we paskin like, onto most poskim, like we get paskin like with Shimon, they just drabon on. Most of Shimon say that. But it's very close to a deraisa. Why? Because all it takes is one fleeting kavana that you want a hole in the ground while you're taking the earth, even though you really want the earth. But if you also have a kavana for the hole, you've just turned that, with that little fleeting thought, you've just turned your action into an issa deraisa. It's another example of something that's very close to a deraisa and it's viewed as a very strict drabonon. And therefore, it's not permitted in Ben Ashmashis, even for the reasons we've given, like mitzvah and and shas dechak. Af im neima de etzem isur hudoron. Even if you say, if that really ain't sichel guf is drabonon, which we just in describing, then you're still not allowed to do in Ben Ashmashis. For kol shekein the Rambam who deraisa, and certainly for the Rambam who holds ain't sichel guf is deraisa, as we mentioned, he passing the Rebbe Yehuda in the sugya. He holds ain't sichel guf is deraisa. If you dig the hole because you want the earth, you're still deraisa, even if you don't want the hole. That certainly there's no heter to do that in Ben Ashmashis in any situation. But da the chol seif there like my kishikibel alav Shabbos. Now you should also be aware this whole Sif, this whole simon is discussing when a person was not yet Makabel Shabbos. If he's Makabel Shabbos earlier, let's say he's Makabel Shabbos 10 minutes before Shkia, 20 minutes before Shkia, this whole halacha doesn't apply because for him it's totally Shabbos proper in all ways, in all deraisa drabonon ways. There's no heterim in Ben Ashmashis if you're really Makabel Shabbos. Avodim kibul alav right, David, right. So that's again. So if you weren't Makabel Shabbos, that's when this whole sif is applicable. But aval im kibul alav Shabbos, and once you were already Makabel Shabbos, kagoyin al day miz mashir yom Shabbos oy lechadoidi bizmanenu. Either you say miz mashir, or nowadays people say lechadoidi, say boi b'shalom, and the Makabel Shabbos, and they did it before Shkia. Mevoy le'el simen reisha machalas shafilu humi b'joim. Right, we learned earlier about 18 simanim ago, that even if it's still daytime, if it's after Plag HaMincha that is, and you're Makabel Shabbos, you are now have to follow all strictures and all dinim of Shabbos. I feel it in Mark, at Sibur Kibbal, even if it's the Sibur that you live in, the town that you live in, the whole Sibur is Makabel Shabbos already, you are now Meshubbat to what they do. She asks Chalal of Shabbos about Kocha, whether you like it or not, it's now Shabbos. So now that you're Makabel Shabbos, so even though it's Ben Ashmashis and it will usually have certain leniencies, but you cannot do any issa, even drabonon, even for the sake of a mitzvah, and you'd have to use a goy to do it, as we will describe. Sif cotton base. Ben Ashmashis. We're talking here about this twilight time. Now, what is twilight? It's actually a big machlokes l'shonim, and therefore a big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. But Uzmana Mavoya Le'el Simon Reish Tamachalas Ayin Sham. When is Ben Ashmashis? Actually, two opinions. I mean, the time holds it 58 and a half minutes later. Going through the whole thing again. No. Okay, so how you define twilight, meaning from Shkia until sunset, until nightfall, is totally big. There's a whole range of opinions. The Vilna Gaon says as soon as the sun dips below the horizon, it's already Ben Ashmashis. But Rabbeinu Tam, etc., and all that. All those opinions hold, no, it's much, much later. There's something called Soshkia or Second Shkia, and that's when the clock starts for Ben Ashmashis. It's actually 15 and a half minutes, roughly, later, after the sun drops below the horizon. That's when Ben Ashmashis starts. I'm not getting to this now. You should be aware there's two opinions. Okay, V'ayim Magen Avraham, Shenestapik, Ben Ashmashis, Shemotzi Shabbos. What about, we've been discussing, the Benesh Mash was the twilight coming into Shabbos. Do you have certain leniencies for mitzvah, for Shas Nechak? What about the Benesh Mash at the end of Shabbos, this time when it's already after sunset and not yet nightfall? Do you have the same leniencies? And Magen Avraham is not sure. The Efter Da Shulchan Aruch Ma'irak Be'er Shabbos could be that Shulchan Aruch was only lenient with these, in this case, of coming into Shabbos. V'shani Apukei Yoma Me'ulei Yoma, and the end of Shabbos is not the same as the beginning. It's different to the beginning of Shabbos. The Mesfeka Leipaka Kedusha, because out of a Suffolk, whether it's night or not, we're not going to remove the Kedusha from the situation, and therefore it's still got the Kedusha Shabbos, and you know, until you know for sure that it's not Shabbos. That could be, says the Magen Avraham. And therefore, don't know whether the leniencies apply at the end of Shabbos like they do at the beginning. Chayadam is machmes at the end of Shabbos. He only gives leniencies at the beginning of Shabbos. Whereas the Be'alocha brings that the Beis Meir, La Halocha comes out, it makes no difference. Beginning of Shabbos, end of Shabbos, V'af Motzei Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos Mutar, Shvus, L'Serach Mitzvah, and just like you have leniencies at the beginning of Shabbos, in Ben Hashmashos, you have at the end of Shabbos as well. V'chein Bikei Yosef, Kosov came B'Shem Rashba, Ksav Yad Eruvin, and also the Bikei Yosef, the Chidah, also brings this in the name of the Rashba, in his Ksav Yad on Maseches Eruvin. The Shavet, Ben Hashmashos, Shom Motzei Shabbos, Ima Ben Hashmashos, Eruv Shabbos, it's all the same thing. The end of Shabbos is the same as the beginning of Shabbos in terms of these leniencies. However, the Chida comes out the Chumra that you should be Machmir Motzei Shabbos despite the Rashba being Mekel. So for different reasons, because we don't really know exactly when Ben Hashmashos, the range of Ben Hashmashos, the twilight actually is. Masai Maschil, Hazman, She'einenu, Vada Yom. When does that time start when it's not certain day anymore? When do you move over Motzei Shabbos, or coming to the end of Shabbos, to a time when it's not Vaday Shabbos anymore? That we're not sure about, and therefore that's good reason to be Machmeh. I am Be'alocha. Sifkon Gimel V'chein Moed Me'ilam. We hear the examples we said. For the sake of a mitzvah, we said you can climb a tree to or swim to go and bring a lulav or a shofar, and also you can bring down from a tree or something, or take something out of a karmelis, take an eruv, the eruv food out of a karmelis. What's the moed me'alilan? The chashiv one gimel. The chashiv tzerich mitzvah ashein tzerich leve at kolkach b'shabbos, and it's still considered to be for the sake of a mitzvah, even though you might say, well, if it's Shabbos and it's, let's say it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, first day on Shabbos, well, what are you going to get shofar for on first day Yom Tov if you can't blow it on Shabbos? You have to wait till tomorrow. It's still called a shtickle mitzvah to get it. Mishum to mitchila ein ma'alvin erev tchumim el advar mitzvah. Again, this is actually moving on to the other case, not the case of a shofar or lulav, but the case of an eruv, right? An eruv that you put an eruv in a certain place, and you put an eruv in a certain place, and you want to have an eruv tchumim. Without, we can't get into all the dinner right now. We'll get into it in great detail. But the idea of placing an eruv tchumim, that this has now become your dwelling place for Shabbos. Well, if you don't do it right before Shabbos, you won't be able to do it at all. So he's saying it's considered to be a mitzvah. Even if you don't need it, you don't need the eruv tchumim so much today. I really need it more tomorrow, let's say. I didn't need it on Shabbos. I need it the day after, meaning Yom Tov. Because mitchila, you're only allowed to make an eruv tchumim for the sake of a mitzvah. You can't stomach an eruv tchumim. You can't extend or move your dwelling place to Shabbos unless it's the sake of a mitzvah. The example of Mishnayos that you need to go and see a chacham, whatever it is, the example's over there. But since you can only do an eruv tchumim for the sake of a mitzvah, then the whole sugi is viewed as a mitzvah. And if it would be usher to bring down the eruv and take it where you need it, then that the eruv won't take effect, then it's considered to be the sake of a mitzvah. Meaning, you're doing it for your own reasons to be able to go and see this chacham, right? But because you're only allowed to do a eruv tchumim for the sake of a mitzvah, then it's considered to be to bring this food now, bring it down from a tree, which would be an Isra Rabbanon. You're allowed to do it and move it, because if you didn't do it now, you won't be able to, you will not have a valid eruv. That's therefore considered to be the sake of a mitzvah. Sifkot and dalet oy moitzim ha-karmelis, or to take something out from the karmelis, the eruv, the food. But the loymad who miskaven liknois shvisa b'rushas harabim or b'rushas ha-yochid samach etzel. His plan is that he wants to acquire his place of dwelling for Shabbos in a public domain or in a Rosh Hashayochid next to a Karmelis. If we're not going to allow him to move the food during Ben Hashmashos from the Karmelis to there, let's say Shuzman Chaloseh, because Ben Hashmashos is the time when the Eruv takes effect. If we don't allow him to bring it from the Karmelis and put it where he's going to be, then the Eruv will not take effect, because he can't put it in the way it's supposed to be for Ben Hashmashos. And that's why you have a heter during Ben Hashmashos to put it where it needs to be. even though it might would usually involve an Isidrabon. Sifkon Hey, Vachain Emiya Torod, and also the second category of cases is when he is busy and Shas Lechak, he's like he's hasty taking out like hastily getting ready for Shabbos and taking up and whatever. His mind is taken so that's Sifkotten. Hey, Vachim Hayatod. Bala Farish Bazer, Hai Oidai Chak. He's coming now, as I just spoke out, to explain the second case of the permissions, which is when it's a Shas Lechak, a pressing situation. Da'ainim Hayatod, Venechbaz Lazer. For example, his mind is occupied and he's wants to get it done and he's panicking, whatever. Da'az Minastam, Nitzvach Lechav, Shas Lechak, because in such a situation, you can view it. It would usually be a situation of a great need and a pressing situation, and that's why they permitted it. It seems from the Vilna Gaon in Reish Tamach Aleph, that which the wording of the Rambam was that you're allowed to, again, now to do this, it's the Rabbanah we spoke about, because he is Torah, right? His mind is occupied and he's panicking, whatever. He's trying to get stuff done and he's panicking. Kushu Shastacha Godol, right? Hainu Kushu Shastacha. It's only if a very pressing situation. If it's a very pressing situation, then you have your heter to do a drabon on a menesh mashes. You're going to write to la'areif mepleis you toward and echpas levoyach mepleis akusi. For example, he wants to make an eruv of tuchumim to extend the permission of where he can walk because he wants to escape from a goy. That's why he's running away. It's not life-threatening, obviously, but he's running away from a goy who might don't know what to do to him, and therefore he's making the eruv for that purpose. But there, shove in the mitzvah. Then you can view it as a mitzvah. That's the shas dechak that's comparable to a mitzvah. V'itu shvus ben hashmashos, and that's the type of case where they permit the drabonons in ben hashmashos. The hainu afilu kasheiru of munach ala in ala kanav, meaning to say that if the food is on a tree or in a canvas, you'd be allowed to move it in ben hashmashos. Sifkot and vov v'nechpaz. He's panicking, if that's the right word. I am Ashkazovna Simon Reish Samachal of Mishnah Bura, Sifkon, Tezayim, Vishay Marshal, over there. You can look that up. Sifkon Zayin is the last one for today. Ne'er Beshabbos. For this reason that we've given, you would be allowed to tell a goy to light your Shabbos candles in Ben Hashmashos. Hi, Beshabbos, what's the name? Says the Mishnah Bura, he means by Shabbos here. She Yadik Tekef Ben Hashmashos L'Serach Shabbos. That's when it's Ben Hashmashos, he didn't light his candles, and he needs the candles for Shabbos, and he can tell the goy to do it. But if you want to come to a goy on Friday night, it's already like 2 hours into Shabbos, and you want to tell a goy to light your Shabbos candles, they're also, I feel him, big shoy mi boyjoim. Even if you told the goy before Shabbos to do it, he can't come along on Friday night, 2 hours into Shabbos, and light the Shabbos candles. The Kavaila El Simon Sin Zayn, Sif Beit, as we learned earlier. But Lav Dafka Lesech Suda Matim Mechabe. And points out the Mishnah Berurah at the end that when the Shulchan Aruch over here says you can tell a goy to light the candles in Ben Hashmashos, that's not only because you need it for a Suda, which is a normal place to light candles, but even if you need it somewhere else in the house, you just need it in the bedroom, that's also the Shulchan Aruch also makel to allow you to tell a goy to light candles if you didn't manage to before Shabbos, you forgot, whatever, then you can tell a goy to light the candles in Ben Hashmashos. Adkan.